Raptors fans, rejoice, because at this very moment, the Toronto Raptors sit at the top of the Eastern Conference and third overall in the entire NBA. They're also on pace for their first ever 60-win season. Today, I have two basketball fans, Richie and Adrian, on the phone today to give me their thoughts on just how the Raptors are doing this year. Have the Raptors surprised you?
Raptors? Honestly, I'm going to say yes, just because they changed their whole style of play. It used to revolve around like DeRozan and Lowry ISOs for the most part, especially at the end of games. And from what I read of reports and stuff, Casey got the team together and actually told them like that's not the way to win in this day's game. So he took them to a finals game when they were playing the Warriors. The Cavs were playing the Warriors. And he saw how everybody was shooting threes, and he told them to go that way. And the fact that, you know, in 1 year, they're kind of doing that right now, along with DeRozan not playing hero ball at the end, that's a pretty big surprise to me, especially considering it's the first year it's happened, and they're in first in the East since, during this conversation right now. So, yeah, I'm actually very surprised.
Oh, man. They definitely surprised me this year, man. I knew we were going to be a top three team, but like top of the East, top three in the league, like it was ridiculous, man. The culture change. I didn't believe it. I didn't believe in KC at the end of the year last year, I got to be honest. But this year, fuck, man. I believe in them.
What are your thoughts on the bench?
They just continue to surprise me just because they're, I don't want to mean it like this, but they're kind of no names. Like, nobody really knows these guys, and they're never talked about, yet they come up and just produce. Like, Van Vliet and all those guys coming in as a second unit, they just produce energy, and I like it. I like it. The chemistry is there. They might not be the most talented players or, like, have a name for themselves, but they know how to play as a team and a unit. They understand the system, and that's why I think they're really good.
I gotta say, yeah, it's the bench, but also we dropped all the players that weren't performing well, you know, like the dead weight. Like, I gotta say, DeMar Carroll, I feel bad for him, but he just wasn't doing it. And as much as I love Corey Joseph, man, like, I just feel like he needed to go.
Do you guys think that the Raptors will reach 60 wins?
I do, actually. I mean, to be honest, they would probably need to reach 60 just to get home court. But I don't know if they... I know the Cavs aren't going to catch them, and that's probably the only team they need home court against. But I'd say they would reach 60 wins, especially like the pace they're on right now. They don't seem to be slowing down. They beat the Rockets not too long ago, and their bench is playing really well. Like, DeRozan didn't really play well last night's game, and yeah, I think they'll reach 60.
Can you see them going to the finals?
They get to the finals. Oof, that's a big one. Well, the numbers and the statistics from the past don't really state that. Like, the evidence isn't there because we've never passed LeBron before. But if there was a year to do it, it would be this one. And I'd say that because LeBron has pretty much a new squad with him, pretty young guys that haven't been to the playoffs, the pickups they got from the Lakers. The Raptors have had their core intact for a while now, and they've been pretty much playoff tested apart from going to the finals. Like I said, there's no proof or evidence that states they'll make it, especially Lowry in the clutch, DeRozan, we don't know if he'll revert back to his ISO play. And, of course, LeBron will be LeBron. But if everything's clicking and they play the way they do and they're still shooting their threes at a good percentage and playing team ball, I think they can take out the Cavs and make the finals. I'd bet this year over any other year. So I'd say yes.
I'm thinking that we might make the finals. My heart really feels like this is the year. But... But, like, I don't know, man. My brain my brain is telling me we got a history of choking in the playoffs, so I don't know. I gotta say, the way that Cleveland's been playing this year, they don't look like title contenders this year, if I'm being honest, man. Their defense is third worst in the league, and like, it speaks for itself, man. Toronto is top four in both categories, third in offense, fourth in defense. And like, they're the only team in the top four in both defensive and offensive ratings. So I gotta say that Toronto is the best chance they've got, the East has, at a championship.
You know what hurts me? How we're just talking about Toronto. Don't get me wrong, Toronto's great, one of my top two favorite teams. But number one's Oklahoma City, and they're struggling right now. So I'm a little depressed even talking about basketball. But no, nevertheless. Hopefully the Raptors can get past their playoff woes, see them in the finals for the first time ever. Maybe we even see them get their first 60 wins in a season. Who knows? Anything's possible, right? This has been Gregory Filion from Skedline News, and I am out.